Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org. Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
After the 1 o'clock hour, welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be here with us. If we're talking about bringing back Top Text Tuesday, I'm not sure. Go vote. Follow me on Twitter at Whole Show. Maybe that's for next week. We might do it. Maybe, I don't know yet. But half the hooligans don't know if it's Tuesday or Thursday or Wednesday today, so that's why that scares me. Joining me now, Zach Stevens. He's our Broncos insider from DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man, always good to catch up with you. How you been, my friend?
Oh, Brady, I'm doing great. We're finally seeing real football in the Broncos with Russell Wilson. Now we've seen two practices which have been open to the media. And we're really cranking up to the end of this now that it's June.
Yeah, it's right. It goes by pretty fast. I mean, here we can, in another month and a half or so, we're going to be really diving into a training camp officially. So we're getting there. We're moving along. What are you seeing so far that sticks out to you? And I want to talk about Jerry Jeudy. I want to talk about some key positions on my mind, too. But again, kind of what's popping in your brain the most with these last couple of sessions that you've been allowed to see?
Well, it's kind of two different things each day. The first day last week, man, did we see the offense come alive. In the very first practice where the offense was going against the defense, the offense kept getting touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. And it was like, it was shocking to see just because we aren't used to that here in Denver. But you know what? Teams around the NFL are used to that. But the Broncos just have not had the quarterback to do that. And man, in the red zone, Russell Wilson was making it happen, which is just exactly what you wanted to see. And that first practice was a red zone practice. And one of the things that Russ was doing, he was so elusive. If he had to stand in the pocket, he would. But if he had to break out, he was breaking out, scrambling, making things happen with his feet. And then that just buys time for his receivers to get open. So that's what really happened in the first practice we saw last week. And then yesterday, it was kind of the opposite. The defense said, enough. Enough of these touchdowns. We're going to put the clamps on, and boy, did they. Russell Wilson threw his first interception of OTAs yesterday on the very first play when Patrick Surtain made a great play on the ball, and then he took off for six the other way. So we're really seeing Pat Surtain just continue to develop into the type of guy that we believe he can be.
Well, and that's Pat Surtain. I mean, you talk about a guy that we all thought was going to be good, I think was better than most of us thought, which was such a huge thing last year. He's going to step in pretty quickly to more of a leadership role, don't you think, Zach?
100%. And now it's going to be a leadership role, and we're going to continue to hear this comparison as Pat Surtain continues to improve. Kind of a leadership role of Champ Bailey. Mm. Look, Champ Bailey wasn't a guy that from the corner position was going out there in a Brian Dawkins way of firing people up. No, Champ Bailey was a guy that took care of his business, and you just didn't have to worry about his side of the field. And that's what we're going to see with Pat Surtain. Pat Surtain is about the calmest dude out there, meaning he's not going to be super fiery, but also meaning he is not going to get rattled at all. And that's kind of what you want from that cornerback position, where the highs aren't that high, and certainly the lows aren't that low.
Oh, so we're obvious. It's obvious there that your top corner, Pat Surtain, is going to do big things. I'm excited to see what he can do. I really think he's going to be a guy you build around on the defensive side, Zach. But talk to us about the depth at corner. I think that's kind of been an issue for a while now. I mean, you think back not too long ago, you're talking about the no-fly zone and how deep this group was. What are your thoughts there as far as the depth chart at corner at this point?
Yeah, I mean, Michael O.J. Moody is the guy to look out for, and that'll probably be the answer on if the Broncos have depth at cornerback or not. If he continues to emerge, which I've seen some good things over these past couple weeks, if he continues to emerge, it can be that third-round corner the Broncos hoped he would be, then the Broncos are going to be fine at depth. They have a rookie this year who will be behind him. They'll be fine. Because you feel good with Ronald Darby on the outside opposite Pat Surtain, and I really like Kaywan Williams and what he brings to this team in the slot. And if Michael O.J. Moody is that good depth, because you're going to need depth. Look, Ronald Darby has played a full season once in his NFL career. You're silly to count on him to play an entire season. So if Michael O.J. Moody can be just a good, solid replacement player, then you're fine there. But if he's not, then, man, quarterbacks, especially good ones, are just going to pick on that side over and over and over again because they're not going to want to look Pat Surtain's way.
Michael O.J. Moody is interesting, Zach, because he was kind of, I mean, we had some fairly, I don't know if they were high hopes, but you were thinking when he was a rookie, okay, this guy is going to have a nice career in front of him. And then obviously last year, you know, I think with Pat Surtain, some of that thunder goes out and we're not seeing him as much. Injuries and all that played a big part as well. But at this stage, I mean, you're right. He has a chance to really solidify that cornerback unit.
Yeah, he really does. And then not only that, for this year, solidify the unit, but he has a chance in his limited opportunities he'll get this year and in training camp, he has a chance to show the Broncos, look, I can be your number two starting cornerback on the outside after Ronald Darby's done. Ronald Darby has a 3-year contract, but only the first 2 years are guaranteed. So if the Broncos want to save about $10 million after this year, they could move on from Ronald Darby and then promote Michael O.J. Moody. And now they'll probably, again, need another depth guy in the draft next year and just keep building that way. But we're going to be talking about later this year and next year about how the Broncos need some cash to open up. And Ronald Darby is going to be a guy who we're going to be pointing at saying, man, is he worth $10 million? Now, when he plays and he plays well, he certainly is worth $10 million, but it's going to be that point where the Broncos are going to have to pick and choose in a positive situation. They're going to have to pick and choose who they want on this team instead of just, you know, dishing cash out to get guys here.
Zach Stevens joining us from DNVR Broncos. Great point, too. I'll be curious to see. I think it'll be a fun season to see what he does with this potential opportunity. When you look at the defensive side of the ball, Zach, and assuming everybody's healthy going forward, what do you see? Okay, what do you see as the strength, and what do you see as the weakness right now?
Well, I certainly think the secondary is the strength of this defense right now because of Pat Surtain leading the way, and then of course you can't forget about Justin Simmons, an All-Pro guy who you can count on every single game, every single play, to just not make mistakes. And then I still like what Kareem Jackson brings to the table of being a hard hitter punisher. And then I also do like I said, the other two starting cornerbacks in Kaywan Williams and Ronald Darby. That group has a chance to be top 10 in the NFL, maybe even a top 5 secondary in the NFL. And then when we look around, I like the depth the Broncos have at outside linebacker, but Brady, something I don't like is how quickly that depth is being tested already. When you look at that group, they're 6 deep with so many guys that are talented. But then you look, okay, Randy Gregory's out for this offseason program. You have Jonathan Cooper, who's now out for the offseason program. Both of those guys expected to be back from training camp. But Brady, time and time again, we hear guys get injured in the offseason, and they're always expected back by training camp. And about half the time, they're not. So I am not counting on those guys right now. And boom, your depth's almost cut in half right there. And by the way, the guy that you're counting on, Bradley Chubb, he has a big-time injury history too. So that's one position that, I mean, you could be getting a gold mine with that, or you could be left empty-handed.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's really interesting, Zach. Don't you just get this sense, and you would know this more than me, that you look at this defense and you go, okay, if everything goes perfectly, they have potential to be a really good defense. But if one or two pieces doesn't live up to the potential, the hype, or there's an injury or whatever, then they could be borderline, you know, average to below average.
100%, Brady. You're spot on with that. And that's why it's okay to lower expectations for this defense. It's okay to not expect the defense to be the ones to carry the Broncos. Because you know what? In the past, That's what we've been relying on. And then Von Miller's got hurt. And then Bradley Chubb's got hurt. And then there's been injuries at linebacker. And then the plan, the masterful plan to win with defense falls apart. And that happens year in and year out. Now what the defense needs, Brady, they need to be just above average. If they're just even slightly above average, that may be disappointing to some. But if the offense is top 10, that's a playoff team right there. And that's the modern day NFL. That's how you win these days, is with a good offense, really good offense, and then a defense that is just fine. And so if that's why it's okay if the Broncos are just fine. The Broncos can afford, and I hope this doesn't happen, but the Broncos can afford an injury to outside linebacker, to the defensive line, to inside linebacker, because I still believe they can be an average, slightly above average defense with that. But you're right. If everything does stay good, Brady, then they could absolutely be a top 10 defense, top 5 defense too, especially if this offense is forcing opposing teams to pass late in the game. Randy Gregory and Bradley Chubb, they can pin their ears back and really rack up stats and really become close to an elite defense.
Talking to Zach Stevens from DNVR Broncos, let's switch over to the offensive side of the ball, Zach. Jerry Jeudy, that's the big name that keeps coming up. We hear that the Chargers were dropped and everything, which is great news for everyone involved, I think, right? But I still, there is still this thing in the back of my head that goes, I know Jerry hasn't had a lot of run-ins like that, and in fact, that's the only one that I know of, but there's still something about seeing him on Twitter and some of his responses and such that just make you kind of wonder, okay, is Jerry Jeudy, is he going to take hold in this league? Is he dramatic? What is it? What are your thoughts on Jeudy at this point, man?
Well, and Brady, I think it's very fair to still have questions. Just because charges are dropped doesn't mean that any character questions or, the Twitter stuff or just the way he approaches the game has changed at all and should be gone. And this is Jerry Jeudy's year. It's honestly a make it or break it year for him. Look, I think he'll still be on the Broncos next year because he'll be a cost-controlled player next year, and the talent is there. And if he comes out and has another disappointing year, well, now there's no excuses. He has a new coaching staff. He has an offensive system that should be much better for him and the passing game, and he finally has a quarterback. So if there are still issues, okay, it's time to not point the finger at so many other things. It's probably time to point the finger at the former first-round pick, but he could also come out and he could have easily over 1,000 yards. Brady, it's not crazy to think that he could have a 1,500-yard season this year, and then you're talking about how he's a $20 million wide receiver just right after this season. So this year is a massive make-or-break year for Jerry Jeudy, just like it is for Bradley Chubb.
Yeah, and that's the thing I think that's frustrating with Jeudy is the ability's there. You look at the ability and think, man, that's a guy that could be outstanding in this league, could be a game changer, but maybe there's big things to him, but little things to us on the outside. We look at it and say, if you could just correct the few things here and there, you might be able to live up to all that potential.
Yeah, exactly, and it is frustrating for fans to see Jerry Jeudy not necessarily live up to his potential in the first 2 years, yet he's complaining about things on Twitter. And I completely understand how that rubs people the wrong way, but he has the talent to still live up to that first round potential. And remember the way that he was talked about, not just in Denver, but in the country, in one of the best wide receiving drafts in NFL history just 2 years ago. He was viewed by many as the best, and we've seen some great ones come out of that class. Of course, CeeDee Lamb looks really good. Justin Jefferson might be the best receiver in the NFL right now, and Jerry Jeudy as a talent was viewed more talented than those guys. But again, the excuses are over. Your quarterback is not Teddy Bridgewater and Drew Lock. Your quarterback is now Russell Wilson, and now you on the field have to do things the right way, but also off the field in order to earn that quarterback and the new head coach and the new coaching staff's respect.
Zach, last one for you, man. Okay, we know the right side of the offensive line, that's where the question marks are. What have you seen as far as the progression there with guys like Quinn Meinerz, maybe fighting for that right guard spot?
Yeah, and that's what I'm seeing. Quinn Meinerz is going to be a starter on this offensive line, Brady. It's just a matter of where they want him, where they need him the most. And right now he does have the edge at right guard. That's where I expect him to land. And then you'll have kind of a battle at left guard between Dalton Risner and Graham Glasgow. It does seem like Lloyd Cushenberry is really holding down the center position, which is really impressive for him because that was a wide open one as well. But at right tackle, Brady, that's the one that is just rotating, and there is really no idea what's going on right now. Billy Turner has been out all offseason with what appears to be a lower leg injury. So you haven't been able to see him going into the offseason program, Brady. I would have said that Billy Turner does have the upper hand to be the right tackle. If he keeps missing time, that slips away slowly, but it keeps slipping away from him. Calvin Anderson was back on the practice field yesterday after breaking his nose and missing last week. He seems to kind of have the upper hand right now. But then you're talking about Ben Braden, who's getting some reps at right tackle. Probably a lot of people, a lot of Broncos fans that have never heard his name before. He's a backup from Green Bay who came over here with Nathaniel Hackett. And so just a lot of movement still on the offensive line, specifically at that right tackle spot. And I don't expect that movement to stop until deep into training camp, if not even the end of preseason.
Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos, man, appreciate you. What do you got cooking for us that we can check out at DNVR Broncos or via Twitter?
Well, Brady, about to talk to some players actually in the next 40 minutes, so stay tuned for that over at Twitter. And then also, I mean, just breaking down every OTA that I can be at, that the Broncos allow me to be at, I will be there. And we're ramping up toward mandatory minicamp, just 2 weeks away, which means we get to watch a whole week of football.
I love it, man. We'll be looking out for it. You're doing a fantastic job, as always, and we'll look to catch up with you soon, okay?
Thanks, Brady. I look forward to it.
Thanks, man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Shout out to one of our excellent sponsors, and that's Lemons Heating and Cooling. You know, I know it's been a nice and cool with the rain and everything, but the hot days are coming up. Make sure everything's up to speed, the HVAC system and everything. 970-567-0798. That's 970-567-0798. Jerry Lemons, great guy, great staff, wonderful business. I played flag football with Jerry, so I know what kind of guy he is. He's one of those guys you just rely on, you know, when you're playing sports with him or when you're doing business with him. Again, Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-567-0798, 21 minutes after the hour. The Rockies are underway. Senzatella went back on the mound, looked a little scary for a moment, but he got out of the first inning, so it's good to see him back, getting perhaps shaking some of the rust off. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Six minutes after the hour. Welcome back into The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. I want to thank Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. They're the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. And got a couple of easy mottos here, okay? Service is as unique as life. I like this one the most, though. Live well, plan ahead. You know, you don't have to make this scary, depressing thing. Just get it done and then go about your life and have a wonderful life. Give Scott Robin or a member of their great staff a call today. It's an amazing gift. That's Mosier Funeral and Cremation Service. Again, the only family-owned and operated funeral home in the Greeley-Evans area. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Again, that's 888-530-0043. Dixon says, talking about Top Text Tuesday, let J-Dog howl. Free J-Dog. With J-Dog's voice, I'm not sure he can nail the high notes with the beauty and precision that our old producer Colfax did. He may have to stick to stuff by Barry White or something like that. What do you think?
Dixon, you would be surprised.
Can you hit high notes?
You would be surprised.
What does that mean? I need to know now.
Hey, I'll give you a preview after the show, but the Hooligans, they don't get a preview. They get the real deal.
Are you really going to sing? It's part of your audition. I should have asked you that when we hired you. Hey, what's your singing voice like? You know, what's that like?
Yeah, that would have been an issue.
Do you sing?
No.
No.
I mean, to yourself, by yourself? I head bump in the shower.
Yeah, but you don't actually sing?
No.
I do, but by myself. Yeah, definitely. I do not have a singing voice. I've never been able to get that. I'm not like talented in that way. Singing, dance. Can you dance? Like you say, a lot of people say they can't dance, but then they go out there and they're okay dancing. Are you bad? Bad? Like I'm bad. Bad. Do not dance. I make everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah. No. I'm like. Like, I say I can't dance, I can't dance.
Okay, then that's where I am. Because there's a lot of people that are like, yeah, I can't dance, but they still don't care. So they go out and dance it up. And people are like, yeah, they're not good, but it's still kind of endearing. It's still kind of cool. It's kind of fun to see. No, definitely can't do that. But we'll see. You know, Jades, we got a long future ahead of us that maybe you do start to sing. I tell you what, I have some Blues Jam tickets to give away. The Greeley Blues Jam is this weekend. It's at Island Grove Arena. Here's the deal. They'll be at will call for you. I need your first and last name. Let's take caller number four. Caller number four on our First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310 or toll free 877-353-1310. Again, 353-1310. Caller four, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets to go check out the Greeley Blues Jam this weekend. Just be caller number four. 29 minutes after the hour. Let's jump out of here real quickly, Jades, and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Welcome back to the whole show powered by PDC Energy. The Rock's going at it right now with Miami. And Sensatella's looking all right to start things off in the second. But we got to, it's nothing, but you got to runners on first and second. The bunt worked. And the Rockies have two outs right now at the top of the second. Our boy Tanner Schwintz down there. I can see him, Jades. He's behind home plate. Look up to the top left of your screen. There's a woman in a white hoodie. He's right next to her. That's the fam. They're over there at the Rockies game. How about that? So you can see Tanner Schwinn. It'll give you a reason to watch the Rockies. James, how are you feeling about this Rockies team right now? Is it over? It's already over?
It's not looking great. I mean, Senzi's already given up four hits. And oh, one and two-thirds?
You're talking about just today. If you lose this series, I don't see how. If you lose this series, I know it's early, and we said it yesterday, it's not must-win or anything, but you're not going to come out of the San Francisco-San Diego series is unscathed. So you're gonna be. June could rip you to shreds.
Yeah, no, you're definitely at the. Right now, you're in the grasp of a lion, and depending on how these next couple series go, really depends on your fate. I mean, are you going to be able to get away, or are you going to get eaten alive?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, that's it. They could be undefeated after today in June, though. I mean, it's just the brass tacks of it, James, because it's day one.
Yeah, it's not looking good.
Nope, that's not looking good. Oh, boy. Are we getting a run? Did we get a run on that?
Yep, RBI oh, single good. By RBI Josh single. Chisholm.
Wow. 1-0 as we talk, with runners now on third and first, two outs. There we go. That's exciting. Gah. Frustrating. John texting in, Brady, did you blame one of your kids when you started to take a dive on the Thursday night picks? LOL. Well, I only have one kid, so it would just be that kid.
But I blamed actually the wise guys because I was getting too good that they had to shut me down because I was losing them. I was costing them money. I was helping the people make too much money the first year I did it. And then after that, you know, they got wind of it and they didn't want people to make money anymore.
Did they pay off teams?
Oh, I think so.
The NFL was fabricated?
I think there was stuff going on. Let me just say that. I think there was stuff going on. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Our Method Flow products poll question of the day is available at thewholeshow.com. If Darcy Kemper's good to go, is it a no-brainer that you're starting him? Or do you think about Frankie? Do you think about Francis there? Do you go with the backup in this situation? 55% of the Hooligans saying they're going to go with Kemper. And I agree. I absolutely agree. I would go the same route. But it's worth asking because bottom line is they both gave up 3 goals. And Darcy's kind of been a little spotty in the last series. It was a little rough. It was a little bit rough. So where are you on that? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. It's a tight race. I'm curious to see how this thing ends by the time the show gets over today. Also, go vote at, there's like 7% on Twitter not wanting Top Text Tuesday. You know that's just some jerk that follows us on Twitter and is in like, I don't like stuff and things, so I'm going to vote no, right? So you got to go vote. Do me a favor. Follow me on Twitter. Just search Whole Show and vote on our poll, our new question. Should we bring back Top Text Tuesday beginning next week? 85% saying yeah. It's small vote so far, but apparently not a lot of people are into it. So I'll ask what's your favorite color, and it goes crazy. I'll ask should you start who had a better game, McKinnon or Kadri? Bam, goes nuts. But this, all right, I need more love. We need more votes. Okay, we got 8. We got 87% saying yes. So I need this thing to just go crazy. If we're going to bring this back, that's the thing. So go to Twitter, vote, share it, and then vote again. Keep voting until your vote can't vote anymore.
Like, how many votes do we need to hit?
I don't know.
You got to set a goal.
We got to get to like a reasonable amount. I mean, I need to see that it's like 98% saying yes, because we have the negative trolls that live on Twitter.
That are like, I don't like anything positive.
That's how they talk on Twitter when they're trolls.
So 98% is the number.
Yeah. So we're 87% right now. How do we get to 98%? We got to get to 98%. So again, search Whole Show, go vote, and let's get this thing going. If you guys want to have Top Text Tuesday, and I've already reached out to No Limit Collectibles to see if maybe we could start giving some cool stuff away. Like, how sweet would that be? You win. So what we used to do, Jades, was we would say the first one to win 3 Top Text Tuesdays gets the prize. And then you'd reset after that person won 3, then you would reset. I didn't have any rules, so you could very well win every week. If you're that good, there was no rules. Like in radio, there's rules that will say, you can't win within 30 days. That was not the case for Top Text Tuesday because you're earning it. You're earning it. So, I mean, we would have guys be multiple winners.
Is it just your discretion?
It's pretty much that, yeah. You and I, actually. You would be part of the voting system. And then it would come down to Susan and Cheryl. And that's how we would make that vote. So I think we'll have fun. But I need this to be an overwhelming thing. I think this needs to be crazy. I want more and more people voting on this. I want it to be an overwhelming amount of votes. Now at 88%, 89%. I need to see 98%. So again, follow me at Whole Show. Go vote. I want to blow it up and drown out the troll that just voted no. You know that's a troll, right? There's just people in this world that like, they don't have anything nice to say, and then they get on their computer, and then they just, no. No. Like, who votes no on that? Seriously.
There's a guy in the other room. I'm not going to name names.
Oh, you think it's him? You think it's Michael?
I think so.
He's probably the one that voted no. Yeah, he could. You're absolutely right. That we're getting sabotaged by our own our own staff here. What's like yesterday, dude? We asked the question about Michael Porter Jr. and Jamal Murray, and people just lost it. What is this loyalty? Listen, I love the Nuggets, but I got to be real. I'm a fan, but I'm a talk show host first. I am. I'll admit. You have to be critical of this. You're telling me today, if Portland calls Calvin Booth and says, we'll give you Damian Lillard for Michael Porter Jr., Jamal Murray, and I don't know, maybe that's it. Let's just say that's it.
Throw in a second round pick.
Fine. You wouldn't do it? You wouldn't do that? I'd do it. As much as it pays, and listen, I realize that the odds of that happening aren't very good, but I've thought about this a lot. I like Michael Porter Jr. I like Jamal. I like the prospect of Michael Porter Jr. I think he could be really, really good. But I gotta see something more from him, man. I can't just see this finesse shooter. Like, did you see the play? Now, his back might have been jacked up, but there's that viral play of him going up for a dunk, and he ends up going up for a layup and then misses the layup. And barely. You played sports in high school. You know what my basketball coach used to always say? It's like, oomph. I want to see oomph. That's a term, man. That's a scientific term in sports. We used to have to do this drill where we would do layups. He'd set the ball down on the ground. You got to pick it up. But he wanted you, I mean, he would rip your, you know what? You need to pick that freaking ball up, meaning you smack that ball as hard as you can. Then pick it up and put up the layup hard. And guys that would just kind of tenderly, you know, just pick it up and lay it. No way. So I look at Porter sometimes. I'm like, dude, you're a freaking monster. You're a tall, athletic freak of nature. I need more oomph from you. And I don't know if he's going to get that. Is that something that you can coach? Is that something that you can teach? I need to see that from him. And Jamal, listen, you guys roasted me yesterday for this. He was great in the bubble. But you do realize that in the bubble, dude, it's basically like they were playing pickup. I'm not saying they weren't running plays and playing NBA basketball, but that felt more like pickup for them than anything else. You're not traveling. You're not doing two games at home, two games on the road. Winner, you know, the series doesn't start until a team wins on the road. None of that stuff was taking place. No fans in the stands. And tell me, how many NBA players got their feathers all ruffled this year because fans were heckling them, right? LeBron goes in tattletales. And I'm not saying they weren't justified with some of it. Some of it's garbage. But you don't have to worry about any of that stuff. Nobody's there courtside watching. You are just, it's just you and the other team playing. You go to your hotel right after. There's no plane rides, nothing. You go to your hotel and it's relaxing. It's a resort, for crying out loud. Some players might play better when they're better relaxed. Some players didn't. We also read this, Jades. There were a lot of players in the bubble that were done. They were kind of like, I just want to go home. If we can't win the championship, how far do we want to push? I'm not trying to take away what the Nuggets did that was historic in that bubble when they came back from being down 3-1 twice in a row. I'm not trying to take that away. But it is what it is, guys. We've never had anything like that, ever. And so to tell me that Jamal is arrived because of that run, I'm not with you. I'm not with you there. He needs to do more. I need to see more from him. And maybe that's the answer. And that will be the answer, by the way. Because in my heart of hearts, Calvin Booth is not coming in here and trading away two of the foundational players that Tim Connelly set up. His job is relatively easy this year. You know, figure out the draft. Wendell Moore, I think like Blake Wesley, EJ Liddell, Jalen Williams, those guys have worked out for the Nuggets. It's going to be figure out the draft. That's it. Get Joker signed and figure out the draft. And that your job this year should be fairly easy. But I don't think that he's going to be trading away those guys. I'm not there, no. But it's worth having the conversation. The troll is probably Elway or Vaughn. they love this show. Brady, I don't want Damian Lillard at this stage of his career. You only get another year or two out of him. Porter and Murray have bright futures and can be impact contributors for years to come. No way. Don't want any part of Lillard. He can't stay healthy either. But neither can Porter, and he's 12. I mean, he's the back, dude, back injuries. I don't know. I'm scared for him. Brady, you're forgetting Murray had monster games outside the bubble. He did, but not like consistent. He was averaging 19. What was he averaging? 19 points last year before he got hurt. 19 or 20. I don't know. Maybe not. Check me on that. Give me some efforting music here, Jades. Let me check this. I want to make sure. I could be wrong on that. Dun to dun. Let's check. How many points was he averaging before he got hurt? 21. 21 points. So you can say monster games. Is that guy, is 21 points per game, you know, 4 rebounds per game, 4 assists per game, is that arrived? Is that all-star? Is that proven? I'm just asking. Do I think Jamal can get there? Do I think Porter can get there? I think they can. I've been saying that a while now, though. This year's going to be a big year, a big test for both of those guys. Can they get to that point? Can they recover from the injury and get to that point? 48 minutes after the hour. We'll jump out of here. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. Big night tomorrow night, man. Game 2 for the Avs and the Oilers. Of course, we have the Game 1 of the NBA Finals. And I'm excited about this, man. Boston and Golden State. This is not a gimme for Golden State by any stretch. Boston's the best defensive team in the league. So I think this is going to perhaps make all the weird, crappy playoff games worth it. So we'll find out. We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Saved home run there. But the Rockies still down 1-0 at the top of the third inning. We'll be right back.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buff Zone, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Three minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Tonight's kind of just, I mean, it's baseball. You got the Rockies in game one of their doubleheader today, down 1-0 to Miami. They'll take on Miami again at 4:40. Try to sweep the series here. You're down 1-0. I'm confident here that the Rocks can get this W and get this series win, because it's not going to get much easier as the first part of this month progresses. Tomorrow is going to be the interesting night, man. You've got Edmonton and Colorado going at it for game 2 on TNT at 6 o'clock. What's going on with Darcy Kemper? We're going to find out. Probably won't find out until like almost game time. And then game 1 of the NBA Finals, Golden State and Boston. Everybody's just going straight up Golden State on this. And listen, at the beginning, you know, when they knocked the Nuggets out, I thought, man, Golden State's going to go win a title, and I would rather that be the case. Only makes the Nuggets look a little bit better, but Boston's good, dude. Their defense is good. So I think this is going to be a crazy series. I'm looking forward to it, but again, tomorrow night's going to be nuts. That game starts at 7 o'clock on ABC. So, yeah. It'll be fun. All right, we got Betting Across America coming up next, and busy night here as always. Wednesdays are always kind of busy here on 1310 KFKA. Check out our website. Go to 1310kfka.com. If you missed any of the shows today, if you missed any of the programs, you know, Good Morning NoCo, Clark and the Coach, The Whole Show, and tonight you've got the Rocky Mountain Country Music Show, The Nerd Show, and Nick Snacks. The fun never stops on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.